It is Pi Day. You know, 3.14 mathematical constant denotes the ratio of every circle's circumference to its diameter, no matter the size. It's March 14th. In case you don't know, get it? So 314. I have to admit, the first time I heard Pi Day, I did not get that. So it's a special day for math nerds, but non-math nerds get in on the action too, because they use it as an excuse to eat pie. Well, Renee McLeod is that lovely combination of math nerd and pie maker and eater, found a way to bring those things together at Pizzi Pies in Somerville. She founded the business, retired from it in 2021, and is here in Studio 2. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here.
So, okay, did you discover pie the number first or pie the food first?
Oh, pie the food first, because I was 8 years old when I made my first successful sweet potato pie with my grandmother.
Oh my gosh. So what does made it mean? Did you, like, crust, you know, tops to tails?
The whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a challenge because I was eight, but I had been practicing. I used to get to peel the sweet potatoes or roll out the dough, but this time she let me do the whole thing. And I had practiced and practiced in secret, and I got it.
So you didn't make it with her. She supervised and you made it.
Right. I made it.
Oh,
I even put it in the oven and took it out.
So what was the hardest part?
The dough, which we didn't have a food processor because it was a long time ago. But that was perfecting the dough. And her dough was very, very flaky and light. And I just really wanted to get that. And I learned all of her secrets. Keep everything cold. Use vodka instead of water.
I'm sorry, hold up. Use vodka instead of water?
Or vodka and water, so that the flaky layers separate easier, because the water gets absorbed by the flour. Vodka evaporates and makes those nice flaky bubbles.
I did not know that. All right, so now let's bring in the other piece of this, and we're going to get a little help for the other piece of this. Here is Harvard lecturer on physics and co-director of the Graduate Studies Jacob Berandes and his daughter Sadie. This is 2019, talking about pi, sound courtesy of Harvard.
3.14159265358.
I'm Jacob Berandes. This is my daughter Sadie.
And this is pi. 6264 3.
Pi is a magical number because it appears to be written into the architecture of logic of the universe itself. It shows up all over mathematics and physics and other areas of the sciences. And people have been fascinated by pi for centuries, and we still are.
So then later, you become a math geek and discover this pie.
And when I had a pie shop at the time, and I thought, why don't I do a contest? So we started this thinking, who's going to show up? Who knows more than 10 digits of pi?
So what was the contest?
If you knew 10 digits of pi, you got a little tiny free pie.
With the pie symbol on it, right?
Yes. And if you knew, the more digits you knew, the bigger the prize. It was hats, T-shirts, big pies, a pie every season. And that contest blew up. After 3 years, there was a line around the block with people waiting. I had no idea that so many people knew 100 digits of pi.
Were there people who went out? Okay, so listen, your pies are so legendary that there was a story on CNN once with somebody talking about how we've lost the art of pie in America. The person had toured the United States, and the one place they cited as knowing pie the right way was Pizzi's pies, your pies. So were there people who went out and learned the mathematical constant pi to pass 10 digits just so they could eat your pie?
Yes, Yes. And a lot of kids showed up, which was great. And I don't know if their memories are better, but lots of kids know 100 digits of pi or 300 digits of pi.
I can't even imagine. How many digits of pi do you know?
100.
Oh, my gosh. I know 3.14.
No. 0.159.
There you go.
You can just keep going.
Yeah. I can do the 3.14159. So however many that digits is. And you brought pi, so does that mean I get some?
Yes.
Because I know 3.14159, even though I cheated and you gave me the 159.
You get pi because you're Tiziana Dean.
Yay! So what did you bring? Tell us what you brought.
I brought blueberry pie, and I brought a ricotta orange chocolate pie.
Fantastic.
Which is the pie of the month. And
fantastic.
Bourbon chocolate pecan pie.
Oh, thank you so much. And I want you to know that as you were saying those things, there's a big wall of glass behind you. I can see into the control room. And there were human beings actually jumping up and down in the control room with excitement over these pies. So here's what we'll do. If you don't mind, I would love to taste, during the show, I would love to taste the blueberry, please. If you don't mind pulling a little bit out. We are here with Renee McLeod, who is the founder of Pizzy Pies in Somerville. Because it's Pi Day, March 14th, that date comes out to 314, which is the same as 3.14159, the beginning of the mathematical constant pi. So, can I ask you a question while you're doing that?
And
you can shout. Good. I was going to say you can.
Warm.
Yay! You can shout the answer a little because you're off mic a little bit. Now, my understanding is that the origin of pi, way back in, continental Europe, in Great Britain, not continental Europe, I'll get killed if I get that wrong, was actually savory pie. And in the United States, we sort of, in an act of rebellion, moved to sweet pie. Are you a savory pie or a sweet pie person, first and foremost?
I love them both.
You do?
Yes.
And if you're making a savory pie, your first go-to is...
In the summer, tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Tomatoes.
Oh, just a little bit of mustard and some Gruyere cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
And the best tomatoes you can get and a little bit of quiche filling to hold it together. And it's my favorite pie.
And you bake it with the crust.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic. Okay. Favorite flavor of both?
Sweet potato pecan, because I felt like a genius and I thought I invented something special when I put that very sweet pecan pie filling on top of just plain mashed sweet potatoes.
That ought to be illegal.
It's a wonderful combination, and the sweet potatoes are just sweet enough, and there's that pecan pie filling that's most people think is overly sweet, but when you have it with the sweet potatoes, it cuts it, and it's magnificent, and it's my favorite pie. Yeah. And my favorite savory pie is probably roasted vegetables and goat cheese, because it was one that I made a lot of mistakes on when I first opened, and a couple customers gave me ideas. I was always having these wonderful conversations with my customers, and now it's fantastic.
Worst vegetable to put in a pie?
I think cabbage.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awful. Oh, yeah, thank you for that. I will never try that. Okay, now, while I taste this incredible blueberry pie, I want you to tell me just a little bit, Renee McLeod, about whether or not you enjoyed math in school.
I enjoyed math in middle school, and then I got to high school. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my God.
I got to high school, and I didn't love it as much. But it came back to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm distracting her with the looks on my face with this blueberry pie. Why is the blueberry pie sweet but not sweet? How do we do this?
There's not very much sugar in it, and there are cloves in it.
That's what it is. It's the clove.
Yeah.
How did you know to put clove with blueberries?
This wonderful woman, Evangeline, used to work for me, and she said, "Did you think about cloves?" And it changed the blueberry pie and made it magnificent.
All right. So here's the last little game we're going to play. I'm going to give you three descriptors of the constant pi, 3.14159, right? And you tell me which one best describes pi as well, okay? It's infinite as a decimal expression, although it's also not infinite because it's between 3 and 4. So infinite, it's irrational, because it can't be represented as a simple fraction. And it is a constant, because you can put in any circumference and diameter, you're going to get that same number. So infinite, irrational, constant. Which one best describes your pies?
Irrational.
Because?
We'll throw anything together.
Fantastic. Renee McLeod, founder, longtime owner of Pizzy Pies in Somerville, well known for the Pie Day contest. And man, this blueberry pie, out of this world. We'll try the other ones as well. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. It was so much fun.